another day, another dollar makes you wonder where your money went. You can scream and you can holler.
Hello folks, this is Jack Spirko with yet another edition of the Survival Podcast. And if memory serves me right, this is episode 57 already. Of one man's view of the changing world and the changing economic times, and the things that we can all do to live a better life if times get tough, or even if they don't. And folks, this week's been tough. We saw this week start out with the failure of Lehman Brothers and the Fed standing by and letting them fall on their face, which is probably what they should have done. And then we saw Merrill Lynch sucked up by Bank of America, using insured depositors' money to buy debt on money that was uninsured, and the market tumbled 500 points. And then we said, okay, well, everything's on sale, so the investors came in and they started buying stocks again on Tuesday. And then yesterday, what came out was the federal bailout that they're calling it, of AIG, and I explained yesterday how it's not a federal bailout, it's a Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation takeover, by loaning people money at 8% interest that they'll never be able to repay and acquiring 80% interest in their company. It's effectively a takeover using the American people's money to buy an entity for pennies on the dollar of what its true value once the debt is divested is, seize it into the control of a private entity and make money by selling it off in pieces, all while loaning us our own money to do it with. And the markets yesterday tumbled again. They tumbled really hard. And I won't stay too long on that in general. I want to kind of wrap up this week on the economy that we've been doing today. And on Friday, I want to end with something different. I haven't decided what yet, but one of my more practical shows that kind of lets go of this stuff for a while, because I know it can get monotonous after a while, and it's just bad news after bad news after bad news. But there's some things that I need to clarify for you guys and talk about today. I heard people on the news today, talking heads, saying their usual crap, and I want to make sure that I'm rebutting that, because I feel it's my responsibility to do so. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's going on and what I see as the future. And I'm just going to kind of informally answer some questions that have been coming in lately about economy and the country in general as I make this 50-mile commute as I do every day. Before I do that, though, there's a few things that I want to talk about that are new or will soon be new on the website, thesurvivalpodcast.com. Up till now, the only thing I've been allowing my users to give feedback through is every time I do a show, I post show notes, and usually I link to all the sources that I cite so that you can see that I'm not pulling this stuff out of my butt, and that information's really out there and publicly available, and anybody with eyes to see and a little bit of time on Google can find it. And then you guys comment, and I try to give you my responses, and you guys do talk amongst yourselves a little bit. And that's worked okay, and I hope people still keep doing that, but I've made a decision to add a true forum on the site. Initially, I didn't, because I know I'm getting a lot of people that are coming in from other people's forums, and I'm even getting other people that own, operate, or moderate other forums, and I didn't want to be seen as a competing forum. A member of the community is fine, but I didn't want people to feel like I was using their forums to build my own. But what's been happening in the past month is I've been getting requests to put up a forum by my audience. I try to give you guys what you want. And then the other thing is some of the people making those requests were actually owners or high-level moderators in some of these other forums that are basically saying, hey, you could have a unique niche or something different, or, you know, I could talk to people on your forum that don't come to my forum. So that's telling me that most of the people that own and operate these other forums would be okay with it, and they're not going to see it as, you know, forum piracy or something like that. So I've made that decision. Now, I'm not going to put a link on the site to the forum just yet. For a reason that it's very, very beta right now. And if you're not familiar with programming language, beta means new and unproven. I just installed it yesterday. I put up a few boards, actually about a dozen or so boards. And I've got some more boards to put up, probably some more descriptive language to put in there. I've got one or two people in it to start just testing and make sure the posting works. But it is set up, and you can register, and you can start posting if you'd want to. The only people right now that are going to get in there will be people that I personally tell by instant message or something like that, or by email. Or if you've listened to this show, then you'll know how to get there. And the way you would get there is to go to thesurvivalpodcast.com/forum. If you do that, you'll end up there. You won't even be able to link back to the site yet. It won't look branded. It won't look anything like my website. It'll just look like a forum, and that's what it is, a stock forum for right now. But if I could get some of you guys in there to just start picking a board that you think you could make some input to and post a post or two or a question or two or maybe answer a question or two, that'll help me test it and make sure everything's working right. And it'll start to seed it so that when we do open it wide open, and I do put it on the site, and I start mentioning it in every show, that when people show up there, that's not, you know, 25 empty boards with maybe one post and one or two boards. It'll have each board have one or two posts in it. That'll be a great kind of seeding, starting point. So you guys can help me get the forum off the ground and make it a success. If you're listening today, you can, again, go to thesurvivalpodcast.com/forum. And you'll be able to find it and register. Now, you will have to put an email address, and don't worry if you're on my email list already. You know I don't spam you. I don't tell you about Viagra or anything like that. I just notify you of new shows. Your email going into this forum will not result in any contacts with, from me whatsoever unless there's an announcement about the forum, which should be quite rare, such as we've added a new board or you haven't been around a long time. Just to remind you, here's your username and password, stuff like that may come out, you know, once a quarter or something. The reason you'll have to put your email address in, though, is quite simply because I don't want any spammers on the forum. I don't want people there posting links to nude pictures of Britney Spears, and I don't want people in there just to promote their own business, and, you know, I'm going to make allowances for some of that. If you have a product or service or blog you want to promote, I'm going to give you a platform to be able to do that with where that's acceptable. Having a link to your company or your business or your website and your signature is going to be totally okay here. But I don't want people coming in that have absolutely no interest in joining our community just to post links to porn, junk pharmaceuticals, and other crap. We will attract some of those people, but I'm minimizing it, and I'm doing that by requiring you to enter an email. You'll get an email sent to you immediately by the system. You click a link to activate your account. And that should minimize the number of spammers that use automated technology to send out a bot that basically finds forums with open enrollment and just automatically posts the same message on thousands of forums. That's the major problem for spam. As you can send me an email or what have you right now if you want to, if you're interested in this. But I'm not really going to be looking to put this together until next week once I have the forum kind of stabilized. I am going to be looking for moderators. So if you have any experience moderating forums elsewhere, and you kind of know how to do moderation, that would be helpful. Or if you just, you know, you kind of know what's acceptable and what isn't, and you'd be interested in giving it a shot, give me an email, let me know who you are, and I'll put you on a list to contact when I'm ready to start entertaining moderators. I will say this, though. If you are not currently moderating some other forum somewhere, if you don't have a track record of doing this or you haven't done it in the past, I'm going to need to see you make maybe 10 posts at least to get an idea of where your head is before I would give you the privilege to moderate, because it is quite a bit of power. I'm giving you the ability to delete and remove other people's postings and even move them from one board to another. That's what moderation is. So, and again, the other thing I want you to understand is this would be a volunteer type thing. I'm not going to be paying moderators on this forum, at least not anytime soon. I haven't tried to make a dime off the podcast yet. Right now it's kind of a community service. I do plan on bringing some sponsorship things in the future. I'll talk about that in just a second, but this would just be, you want to be part of the community, you want to be an active part of the community, and you're willing to, when you see somebody post something that's completely inappropriate, delete it. And to when you see a member that keeps doing that, to go in and ban their account so that they can't continue to do that. To keep a lid on things and make the forum a good place. That's you know, that's really all that would be. So that's all there is to it right now. Again, if you want to go take a look at it, thesurvivalpodcast.com/forum. And I do welcome you to go ahead and register and throw a couple posts up and just, you know, check the system out, make sure it works, make sure that, you know, it works for everybody, and see if you can start seeding it with some interesting topics. If you happen to post on other forums, if you've ever posted a topic that just went, like, totally nuts, that got, like, 50 responses, repost that topic in here, because it'll probably engage the same kind of responses that it did on wherever you posted it before. And I think that even though I might be adding a few more boards before I'm done, there's probably a board for just about anything you could want to post about that's survival or self-sufficiency related right now. If it doesn't fit perfectly, you can make it fit. So there's that. The other thing I wanted to announce, and this is kind of a real small announcement, is simply that now when you go to thesurvivalpodcast.com, if you look kind of in the upper right side of the right column, you'll see a button for the site's LinkedIn profile. Not my personal one. I actually set up a LinkedIn profile for the site. If you happen to be on LinkedIn and you'd like to be connected to the Survival Podcast, you can click on that button and send me a request, and I'll, of course, allow you into the site's network. I think right now I have one connection on LinkedIn as the site itself. So if you know about LinkedIn, great. If you don't, you probably don't care. But it's just a networking tool that business professionals tend to use. And if you do have an account and you'd like to be linked to the site's network, I'll be happy to do that. I'm also considering maybe setting up a MySpace for the site, not really for me, just for the site itself, and starting to take MySpace friends as well as another way to communicate with members that prefer that communication medium, because, you know, MySpace is really kind of hip with the younger crowd, I think. People, like 27 and under demographic, like 90% of 27 and unders have a MySpace page. And I'm getting a lot of emails from people that are in that demographic. Young people are paying attention to this stuff. So, you know, I'll probably do that as well. But the LinkedIn thing is already there if you'd like to join my network. The next thing I need to tell you about is there is a link on the site now that says Disclaimer and Policies. And it goes over all the policies that I have and my disclaimers that say, hey, if you do something because I tell you to, you've made your own free will choice as an individual. My show is opinion, it's not news, and it's not financial or legal advice. It also says how I feel about what you can post and what you cannot post on my site. And it talks about the ability to use my material elsewhere. And unlike most legal terms and conditions, you may actually enjoy reading it because it's me and my voice and my opinion, and hopefully it's good enough to be legally binding. It should be, but it's not written in legalese. And I did that for a couple reasons. One, I wanted to be very clear on what I would and would not allow at the community aspect levels of my site. I wanted to be very clear on my opinion about you if you're dumb enough to do anything because one person tells you to, without checking the facts for yourself and how it fits your own individual situation first. And I also wanted to prove that our jackass assholes up in Congress and the Senate, if they wanted to, could write law in language that could be read and understood by a frickin' eighth grader. Which is the way I think laws should be written. You should not have to have a freaking PhD to decipher, understand, and interpret the law. If a person at 18 years of age is expected to follow and adhere to the law, then any person of reasonable education level at 18 years of age should be able to read, interpret, and understand the freaking law. Alright? That's a very libertarian platform ideal. But I don't see any reason that if you are a complete leftist Marxist, all the way out on the fringe of radical liberalism, where you want people to be able to marry freaking walruses, alright? It's part of the Rainbow Coalition. Or if you are a staunch conservative homophobe, I don't care where you are on that spectrum between those two. It just seems to me that that would be a very beneficial thing for our Congress and our Senate to do. That's my public service announcement of the day. And the next time you talk to one of your elected officials, tell them that's what you want. Tell him that's one thing you don't give him any leeway to not try to make happen. Tell him he's a dumbass if he doesn't think that can be done. Tell him that you would like every freaking law, every statute, every recommendation passed by the governing body, from city council to the federal government, that he may be part of. You know, whatever thing he's part of. He's on city council? Well, don't tell him about Congress. He can't do anything about that. Tell him anything comes out of the city council. If he's in the Congress, tell him anything comes out of the Congress. Senate, anything comes out of the Senate. You want it to be something you could hand to an 8th grade student that could read it and clearly understand it, and you don't see any reason bipartisan support for such a measure cannot be made. And see what bullshit answer he gives you. So, not really about the site, but I thought I'd throw that in there today. So the next thing that's coming on the site is you're going to see the look and feel of it change in the next couple weeks. I have a graphic artist doing a new template for the layout, new header, new footer, new logo. So we're going to make the site look a little cooler. The site that's there now, folks, that's if you are interested in blogging and you want more power than like Blogger will give you, I use WordPress. I have my own web hosting that I pay for, and it's, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not real expensive either. I think the host I'm using right now, I'm paying $25 a month, and it's handling all of you guys downloading MP3s. So it's a pretty robust service. And so that's what it's costing me. If you're just going to blog, you can go get an account that's a $4 or $5 a month hosting account and do most standard blogging if you're not podcasting. And then you can install WordPress. And you do have to learn, you know, how to use FTP and things like that. But once you do, you'll be able to do a lot more creative things. The site you look at when you go to the survivalpodcast.com today is just what's called a WordPress theme. And there's thousands and thousands of them that are available free. And all I did was go download it, upload it to my server, and activate it. So that's a stock theme. I think the show and I think the audience deserves its own unique brand. It needs to be able to make its own unique statement. And I'm getting really, really proud of this community that's building around this site. I am so proud of you guys and your independent thought. I'm most proud of the folks that write me and go, man, you are dead on about this, 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 and this, and I think you're freaking nuts about this. I disagree with you about this, and there's nothing you can say to change my mind. Hallelujah. Independent thought. You know, you have independent thoughts in the public school system today, and a freaking bell goes off, and people run in and beat a kid to death, metaphorically speaking, to get the independent thoughts out of their head. You must conform. Well, I don't want freaking conformity. I want listeners that think I'm nuts. I want listeners that think I'm dead on, and I want listeners that think I'm right about this and wrong about that. That probably means you're using your own brain. And I may be right for me and wrong for you. I believe that your individual philosophy of survival, sufficiency, loyalty, and justice is more important to you than mine. And I want everybody to have a centered moral compass, a centered moral code that they believe in and know what they believe and why they believe it. That's the type of people that I see assembling around this show. And it makes me feel really damn good, and I'm going to say a little bit more on that in a second. My point here is that I've decided because of that, we need our own identity. And I'm making the investment to make that happen. So we're going to have a new logo, new look and feel of the site. I'll probably do some cool things that eventually that'll let you have, like on other forums and stuff, some kind of identifier that you're part of this community. But what I'm going to do right away is once this redesign is done, I'm having the same artist do up some graphics for some t-shirts. And I'm taking a gamble here. I've seen a lot of people sell t-shirts online, and I've seen a lot of people end up with a huge box of t-shirts in their house. So I'm going to be kind of conservative. I'll probably only buy, like, extra large and large and do a run of 50 the first time to see if they sell. But I'm going to put together some really cool t-shirts that identify you as a member of this community. I'm going to sell them as cheaply as I can and still make a few bucks on them. That's, you know, that's all I can say. I'm going to look for the best. I want a good quality shirt and a good quality printer, so I'm not selling junk that I'm paying, you know, $4 for $20. I want a good quality shirt, something you're going to be proud to wear, something you're going to be able to wear a long time, you're going to get your money out of, and I'm going to put those up for sale. What I'm probably also going to do is there's a DVD I highly recommend for anybody that was put out by Aaron Russo called Freedom to Fascism. And it was one of the most enlightening experiences for me ever. And this DVD sells for like $10. But if you buy 50 of them, is what they call an activist, they sell you 50 of them for like $60 or $70. So a little bit over $1 a DVD. So what I'm going to probably do once I have these shirts printed, I'm going to probably buy 50 of these DVDs. And to clean out that first inventory of 50 shirts and prove that people actually want them, and get some feedback on them and give some comments on their quality and things like that. I'm going to give away one of those DVDs with every shirt. So if I'm selling a shirt for, I don't know what it's going to be yet, don't hold me to this, but maybe $12.99 or $14.99, and I'm throwing a $10 DVD in there, I mean, what are you getting the shirt in reality for? $4, because this is a DVD you need to see, and you wouldn't buy 50 unless you're going to do something like me, so it would cost you $10. So I'm going to try to make it very, very affordable and very, very advantageous to get the, my, you know, show out, the word about the show out with some t-shirts. If there's interest in other products, like maybe hats or something like that, maybe we'll do that in the future. Right now, it's just starting with T-shirts. So those are all the things that are coming, and I want you to understand that you guys have been part of this. And the reason I'm willing to do this stuff, you know, I'm not trying to make a mint off of this. Obviously, selling 50 shirts and making $5 a piece is going to be enough to buy a bunch more shirts. And keep a store so that people that are interested in these products can buy them. It's not going to make me a fortune. I'm willing to do this because I got to tell you guys something. The emails that you send me, the comments you make on my blog, the comments you guys make on your own blogs, and the statements you guys make about me in forums have made doing this show one of the most rewarding things I have ever done in my life. I told my life, or told my wife last night, that, you know, examples of things that were more rewarding to me than doing this show were like marrying her, raising my son, being part of the Army Airborne Corps, all right? You know, we watched a show last night on the making of a paratrooper that showed the whole, you know, what Fort Benning Jump School's like. And, you know, you guys think in the Army that people live in these barracks that are spit-shine and perfectly clean? Airborne School's the only place I know where that's not true. The barracks are a pit. And you have a basic barracks cleaning that's done that's basically like mopping the floor and picking shit up off the floor. And the place is a pit. And they leave it that way on purpose. It's dingy. It's dark. They cram bunches of guys into rooms together. You know, there's a small bathroom in each barracks floor that people have to step over each other to take a shower in the morning. And, God, it was the greatest experience I ever had. It was incredibly rewarding to be part of an elite unit. And this show is beginning to become as rewarding as that was, as crazy as it sounds. Because I'm hearing that people are listening to me, making decisions because of me, and feeling empowered because of those decisions. They're looking for homes in safer places. They're staying out of risky investments. They're buying a little bit of gold or a little bit of silver. And folks, I'm not a financial advisor. That's part of this new, you know, disclaimer policy page I put together. But you know what? It's so risk-free to go out and buy $20 a month in silver for a year and just put $240 worth of silver aside and have it as part of your family's personal wealth, to store some food, to do these things, and to not believe the talking heads and have independent thought, and to see that I'm being a part of that in people across this country, God, folks, that makes me feel freaking awesome. So I'm going to keep doing this show, and I'm going to make it bigger, and I'm going to make it better, and I'm going to keep looking for topics that we can discuss, and eventually I'll get to a point where I can bring special guests on and stuff like that, but for now, hey, it's just going to be me in the car, and it's worked so far, so we'll just keep doing it. I want to transition for a minute now. I want to go into some questions and just give you guys some general answers, short answers. I want to do a user feedback show. I keep talking about this. I just got to discipline myself and sit down on a weekend and do maybe two or three of them with as many questions and statements that have come in by now, and then preload them so that maybe I can take a day off once in a while and listen to the news on the way to work. But today I'll just informally answer some of the questions that have come in more than once, and we'll see how that goes. The first one I've seen various flavors of, various variations of, it came in again last night, and it was on a comment to the show that I did yesterday, and I responded there in text. I'll respond here verbally, but I've had more time to think about it, and this has been on my heart heavily as I started to do this show and learn more and more. I mean, I'm learning as much doing the show as you guys are listening to me, I promise you, and I'm probably learning more. And how dire the situation is and how much liberty has really been lost in this country. I thought I knew how bad it was. I had no idea until I started doing this show. But the question was basically, is the way all these things are going, man, this guy was basically saying it hurts him to see his nation crumbling the way that it is, financially, economically, politically, turning into a socialist state. I mean, he didn't say all these things, but I could tell that's what he was talking about. And do you think it's too late to save her? See, and men call something that they love she. gun that the guy loves, gun that he's hunted with his whole life, was given to him by his daddy when he was a kid, beat up old 30-30 Marlin, right? Or Winchester Model 70, 270, right? Winchester. When he talks about that gun, he says, she's a good gun. A sailor talks about his ship that keeps him alive, said, she's a good ship. Because he goes in there and that ship keeps him alive at sea and he loves that ship. Or an old car that you've had your whole life that people think you're crazy for still having, but you keep it running, and you love that car, you call it she. Right? That's what men do when they love something, they refer to it as a woman. Because women are very important to us, especially the women that we choose to spend our lives with. And we use her and she to describe inanimate things, its, when they're special to us. That's what this guy was saying. This is my country, special to me. Do you think we can save her? Or is it too late? And folks, I don't know. I don't have an easy answer for you on that one. History has shown that when times get tough, the people turn to the government and scream for the government to do the very worst things to them. They beg for the very worst things. What do you think is going to happen now financially? The people will turn to the government and go, Barack, McCain, save us. Stop these evil bankers. Regulate them. Take them over. That's the worst thing that we could have. The problem we have is the government. See, what people don't understand is the government caused this problem. The government incentivized these banks, almost forced these banks, and the Fed did it too. The Federal Reserve forced this situation into these banks. They came up with all these programs. And a lot of you guys out there really want to beat up the kind of the broker guy, the guy that actually sits down and does the contract, the sales guy. Let me tell you something about him. When you were asking for a loan, if you went to a broker, loan officer, and said, hey, I need to borrow $425,000, here's my credit portfolio, here's all my information. If there was any program that would get you your money and he knowingly didn't tell you about it, he was breaking the law. He would have went to jail. You can only blame the banks and the bank officers so much, especially at the branch level. They were following the law and policy, okay? And then the idiots that took the loans, they're the real problem. And folks, those idiots are me and you. Now maybe you didn't do it, maybe I didn't do it, but you know what? All around you are people that did. They're the people that would have to wake up like us to make this happen. To go in one November and go, my party loyalty is gone. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I'm not even a constitutional or libertarian. All I know is if you have an I next to your name, if you're an incumbent, and I don't specifically know of a reason to keep you, you are out. You're fired. And next November, I'm going to fire everybody else, including the people I'm voting for this time. If we did that for 3 or 4 election cycles and turned this whole thing over, we might get a fresh start. We might reclaim things. But as long as the people that are there stay there, as long as they're in there with their inside bed and their lobbyists, we're screwed. They're running this country, not us. This is not a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. This is the government of the corporations, by the politicians, for both of them, okay? They're not looking out for you. They're not looking out for you if you're poor. They're not looking out for you if you're middle class. And they're not even looking out for you if you're wealthy. Not if you're wealthy the way that most of us would aspire to be wealthy, worth a few million bucks, right? Have a big house, big piece of land, 50 acres somewhere out in the mountains. That kind of wealthy, they're not looking out for you. They look out for the super wealthy. If you ain't worth, you know, $100 million or more, you're crap to those people. You're not shit. You know, that's the billionaires club up there, folks. $100 million, you're kind of a junior member. They maybe talk to you. You get up worth, you know, $250 million, then you start to kind of get some inroads. But you get up that $1 billion mark, then everything's about you. They'll take care of you. Right, and that's what's going on. So it's going to take a peaceful revolution where people stop being entrenched in this class warfare bullshit. And just go in and turn things over. Just go, no, you're out. Right? It's going to take people voting in their freaking primaries. You know what? You want me to vote for a Democrat? Show me a Democrat that's not for raising my taxes and taking away my guns. Alright? I could probably vote for a Democrat. You want me to vote for a Republican? Quit making a big deal about stupid nonsense like gay marriage. Who cares if gays get married? I don't. Get the government out of the business of the people. That'll make me vote Republican again. Right now, I don't know who I'm voting for. right? President's hard. I don't have anybody to vote against, right? I mean, the only person that I really kind of support in this whole election is Sarah Palin. And folks, I do think she's independent. I do think she's a maverick. I just figure, you know, when she gets a shot at the presidency in 4 or 8 years, the system will have corrupted her. You're not going to be in that office without changing other components of it and not be absorbed and corrupted by the system. You know, a guy that gets a bad rap, and I really didn't like this guy, was Bill Clinton. But even Clinton said at times, I have no control anymore. And not after the Republicans took over, even with the Democrats when they were still in power. Said, I can't control my own party. Lamented this. This system is so big, it's such a machine, we can't just, you're not going to get change from Barack or change from McCain unless we change the system and the machinery underneath them. The president has a limited set of powers. The Congress and the Senate do more to control the policy of this nation than the president ever will. So can we take it back? I don't know. And, you know, another question that comes to mind in the minds of a true patriot, which I consider myself, is when will you crack? When would you snap? You know, and if these New World Order tinfoil hat people are right, and they ever try to tell me you're getting a chip stuck in your arm, whether you want it or not, that's when I'll pick my gun up, folks. You know, that's when I'm hitting the hills, and I'm starting to pick people off. That's when I would go there. Held down against my will, an RFID chip shoved in my arm. That ain't going to happen. Right? And it's going to have to be something that radical for me, because I have a lot to lose. I have a family I care about. I want peace, right? I want to be left alone. That's my goal. But that's probably what it's going to take, is something that radical for a couple million people to rise up and snap. A couple million people rise up at one time and totally snap, we'll take this country back by force. I just hope to God that's not the way it ever happens. I don't want it to happen that way. What I want is I want the guy next to you that's in a myopic coma to look at his 401k and go, Jesus, this is bullshit. And everybody that told me to just ride it out was full of shit, and realized that the whole thing was orchestrated to take his money. And just because the stock market will probably rebound in the next 5 years to 10 years. He'll get his money back. By the time he retires, if he's 35 years old, he probably will be looking at a pretty fat account as long as it doesn't happen again right before he retires. Right? It's probably not life-altering for him. He's not touching the money for 25 years or more anyway. But that it's just being stolen from him and it never had to happen. That there was plenty of time for all of these people to do what I've been saying, to get out of the way of the train. They just got hit by it again. I want that to hit them in the face. I want them to look at John McCain and Barack Obama and go, as different as these guys look, in the end, they're going to do the same shit. They're both promising the same things by different means, which is spending more money and taking more control from private hands into the public sector. Barack wants to do more of that, but McCain wants to do some of that. Some of what's wrong is still wrong. Okay? All we're doing with the Republican Party is moving toward complete and total socialism at a slightly slower pace than we're doing under the ideology of the Democrats. A lot of the guys in the Democratic Party, moderate Democrats, are actually doing more to prevent this than most of our Republicans are. It's all bullshit. It's all a lie. When are people going to wake up? I don't know. But the solution is simple. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Every single member of Congress that can be fired this election should be fired. It ain't going to happen. I don't know if we can save her, bud. And to the folks out there, listen, I don't know if we can save her before there's a mega crash. I believe there's too much spirit, too much heart, too much patriotism in the real ideal of America for it ever to completely fall. But it may have to fall to the brink before people get angry enough. And by the time that comes, it may not be a simple solution controlled by the ballot box. I really don't know. And that's a long answer to that question, but it's the only one I can honestly give you. And, you know, on that note, I think that's enough for today's show. Today's show was just really kind of letting you know where the site's going, where the show's going, and how much I appreciate you folks. And answering that one question, I guess that's all I'm going to do today, because I'm over 30 minutes now. And I don't really have much to say after saying that for right now. And I think it's time we come off of the bad news and we start talking about some positive aspects for a few days that we can be doing. So I'll figure out a topic for tomorrow's show. If you guys have any suggestions for tomorrow's show, survival, thesurvivalpodcast.com. click on Contact Me and send me a suggestion for tomorrow's show. If you can give me some sources of information, there's some starting point that'll speed up my research, I'd appreciate that. If you've already had an email exchange with me, you know my email, just email it directly to me. Again, if you want to check out the forum and kind of be a seeding beta member, thesurvivalpodcast.com/forum. Again, mind our dust while we build it out, and expect some bugs and some issues, and don't expect it to be highly active right now, because only people that listen to this show and then decided under those circumstances to go there are going to be in there. So chance to be there first. If you want to be a moderator someday, let me know. I'll look at what you do as you start to do your first posts and see if it makes sense. And see, maybe instead of being a moderator or everything, maybe you'd moderate one or two boards, which would be a lot easier for people. What I'd like eventually with the forum is a bunch of moderators. If we have 25 boards, I'd like 25 moderators. Honestly, one for every board. That makes it easy and simple for you to, clean up a mess and take care of systems and not have to do it, but maybe for 5 to 10 minutes a day. I mean, that would be ideal. That's something I don't mind asking you to volunteer your time to do. I don't want people working for hours for me for free. I am not the government, and I don't pretend to be. Right? I'm not looking for you to volunteer to make me rich, right? I just think it'd be a good community activity and a good way for us to kind of form stronger bonds. And as you look at the forum, if you think of a board you'd like to see, let me know, and I'll probably put a board on there for that purpose, just for suggesting improvements and modifications and new boards on the forum. I'll probably do that today before I even make this show go live, so I'll probably already be there for you. Again, this has been Jack Spirico with the Survival Podcast, helping you figure out how to live a better life if times get tough, or even if they don't.
You can scream, and you can holler, it really doesn't matter, 'cause it all gets spent.